This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
I'd rather watch him than talk to them. All right, that is the subject. Excuse me. Dear Stephen Shirley, my friends and family say that I have a problem. I don't think I do. Here's the issue at hand. I'm in love with a married, handsome, debonair, bald man. He's married to a very beautiful woman, and he has a beautiful family that he adores greatly.
Okay, you're scamming him.
I want to be clear. I'm not in love with him in a sexual way. Okay. I'm just in love with his TV shows.
Wait a minute, man. What the hell?
I'm totally hooked. Can I get through the letter, please? Thank you. I watch all of his shows, and I listen to him daily on the radio.
Oh, that's him.
I can watch
she said shows.
There you go.
I can watch two shows at a time because I have a Fire Stick. I DVR anything I miss, and I follow all of his social media pages. I even watch YouTube clips at work on my break. My friends and my husband constantly tell me that there are other shows on TV.
Which one is it?
But not to me. When his show moved from Chicago to
LA,
I was heartbroken. I live in a Chicago suburb, and it just felt good to be in the same city with him. I hate that I never got to see one of his TV show live tapings in Chicago. I don't think I'll ever make it to LA to see him. And this has started to take over my life. And now it's all I do for fun. Do you see this as being a problem? If so, how can I wean myself from my TV and this addiction so that I can enjoy the holidays with my family and friends? I'm sick of the jokes and remarks. Please help me. Who is this strange man you speak about?
Montel Williams.
TV shows, social media pages.
Montel Williams.
Moved from Chicago to L.A.
Dr. Phil.
Sounds like Steve Harvey to me, huh?
Sound like Oprah.
All right, we're kidding.
Cheryl Underwood.
We know it's Steve Harvey. You're in love with Steve Harvey. Tommy J and Junior are mad right now because you called him handsome. But they think they're all fine and handsome and everything. But at least, especially Tommy, at least you said you weren't in love with him in a sexual way. So they may be all right on that. There are no 12-step programs to help you get rid of your obsession with Steve Harvey. And yes, it is an obsession. And yes, you do need some help. So I say you're just going to have to figure out how to live with this situation. I say you start off by listening to his radio show, continuing to do that. The Steve Harvey Morning Show, starting at 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central where you are. Because that with a healthy dose of his talk show, Steve, then follow that up with a nice serving of Family Feud and Celebrity Family Feud, and not to mention you wrote us just in time to catch him on the Miss Universe pageant, okay? So you're going to be busy over the holidays, girl. Basically, Steve loves his fans, okay? He loves his fans. You're going to be fine. And I'm sure glad that, he's going to respect your loyalty, because he is. But P.S., please get some help, because you are obsessed with him. You are. It is getting a little out of control, but he does love his fans, and we respect and love you, too. Steve. Man of the moment.
I need this like I need a hole in my
head. I know.
I'm in love with a married, handsome, debonair.
Yeah.
Oh, did you just look off?
Bald man.
No, he didn't.
Ain't anybody else in here? I'm sure feeling this right. I'm sure feeling this right now. This is really about me.
It is.
He's married to a very beautiful woman. He's got a beautiful family. He adores greatly. I want to be clear. I'm not in love with him in a sexual way. I'm just in love with his TV shows. I'm totally hooked. I watch every damn day. I listen to him on the radio. I watch two shows at a time because I have a fire stick. Well, I got a fire stick too. How about that?
Let's stop playing with this lady.
I DVR anything I miss, and I follow all his social media pages. I watch YouTube clips at work on my break. My friends, now here the key word, mm-hmm. and my husband.
Yes, she's married.
Constantly tell me that there are other shows on TV, but not to me. When this show moved from Chicago to L.A., I was heartbroken. It was too cold up there. I couldn't take another damn Vortex. You know, it's cold when they quit calling it cold as hell and they rename it to Vortex.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Scientific, huh?
I hate that I never got to see one of his shows live.
Aww.
Sometimes you have to find things to thank God for. You ever had to thank God for something you ain't know nothing about?
Uh-huh.
This is one of them. Mm-hmm. I hate that I never got to see one of his TV shows in Chicago. I don't think I ever make it to L.A. to see it. Mm-hmm. See how God keep giving you reason to thank him?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That wall is
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm. Started to take over my life, and now it's all I do for fun. Mm-hmm. Do you see this as being a problem? I do. Yes, I absolutely do. Because of the key word in this whole thing for me is my husband.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need his ass looking for me. How can I wean myself from his TV shows and this addiction so I can enjoy the holidays with my family and friends? I'm sick of the jokes and the remarks. Please help me. Well.
She's a loyal fan.
Yeah. Only thing I see happening in this letter, and regrettably, because I'm such a proponent of my fans and love and everything, mm-hmm. but I just see divorce happening right now.
Really?
I see the way y'all going to survive. Because I sure know how you feeling about that dude you described. That tall, handsome, devil in the bald head.
Is you lighting a cigar? Is you talking?
No, you know what I'm saying? I do things like this.
All right, Steve. Hey, hold on,
sure,
okay?
You're tripping over here.
I know, right? We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23.
You hold on. You heard her.
Come on, Steve, with part two of your response. Subject, I'm
right. Ain't no recap. She just strong, that's all.
She's strung out,
a little sprung. You know, got a little thing going on, you know. You know, it's what I do. You know, I'm so sorry.
Why are you talking like that?
You know, sometimes I try to turn it off, but it just drips.
See, what's your favorite line in this whole letter?
Handsome. Debonair bald man. That right there that just says it all.
This
handsome and debonair.
I know.
Girl, I ain't never been there before. I got a drink. I'm handsome and debonair.
But then lit a cigar now. Okay. I can't stand
That's what it. Handsome debonair men do, Junior.
That's what they do.
Apparently.
I'm world's most interesting man. I drink Del Secchi.
The Del Secchi man?
Yeah, I'm Del Secchi.
The beer dude? Oh, I loved him.
Yeah, I'm the black dude now. I took over. I'm the world's most interesting man.
Well,
black
you do Del have a Secchi, beard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
So it's just all that, you know. We just in here just trying to make it. Ain't really
you
nothing I can
do. You can't
turn
it down, Steve?
No,
turn
it I tried, Jay. It don't go down. Yeah, it just don't go down. It's just,
you I mean, man,
yeah, dog, it's on full blast all the time.
Dog, it's like I'm one of the eyes on your stove that's broke. Yeah, I'm
can
just
you put
home.
It on.
It's
the can world you turn it on a four, like maybe just
no,
a
hey, dog, hey, dog, hey, dog, hey, dog, hey, dog. Ain't even got no sim on this now. It's just him, off and high.
Ooh, Tommy's quiet. Ever since she said you were handsome, Tommy ain't said nothing.
Well, Tommy thought it was him. That's uh-huh. what it
well, see, Tommy ain't never heard that before, so it's real shocking to him.
Yeah, he's been
be
quiet.
Right,
yeah, it could have been Tommy.
Right.
What do you want me to say, sir?
Yeah. I mean, you haven't said anything. She called your uncle handsome and debonair. I mean, I thought. You know,
well, he knew right away it wasn't him.
You're the one that thinks you're the handsome one in the family.
The lady
blind.
The lady blind, Shirley.
You don't want to say anything about
special needs. She sits there and watch TV all day. I didn't want to say nothing about the lady. The lady blind and she watch TV or listen to YouTube all day. Okay? Let that lady have that. You understand? Let her have that. Blind people need love, too.
Tommy, okay.
Well, you know, Tommy, she might be blind, but she can hear good. And I didn't hear your name in this letter, not now, damn time. You on the radio?
Yes, I'm on the radio.
You got a TV show?
You got a TV show.
Yeah, I understand.
And you bald-headed?
Yes, I am. I am. But
that's
I wasn't
where it stopped.
It stopped at Chicago. When she said Chicago, I was glad because I was out.
Oh, no, you was out at Handsome Debonair. No, I'm just trying to tell you. That's how you knew it wasn't about
that's
you.
That's a blind lady touching the TV, feeling you. That's, boy, stop that.
Yeah, but see, Tommy. Tommy, listen, though. Blind or not, you ain't got one of these letters.
Okay, I've had one of these before.
No, I don't. Anybody?
Well, I mean, you know, they're my letters. I've never heard
anybody. Early.
I've
anybody?
Never heard Handsome mm-mm. Debonair.
Oh, never.
In reference to you, Tommy, I have. I'm sorry.
Hold on, I heard it from your mouth. No, let's stop this. Am I Handsome Debonair, Shirley?
Hell no.
It's I'm not asking Shirley.
She's saying that
I'm not talking about the blind lady.
She's not blind, Tommy.
In a wildebeest kind of way.
Shut up, Junior.
You know, like who you, like you comparing yourself to who?
This, let's let your uncle have this.
Go on, man. Go on, Debonair.
I know, man. Just go. Hey, man, don't let it bother you.
It's bothering him. Because he's normally he would have said something by now.
That's his first time being Debonair. Let me say that.
Shirley, hold on.
Huh? Tommy, it's a whole lot of ways to take you out this letter.
You this
handsome. let me just go through the letter. Handsome. Debonair.
Going through the list.
What else take you out?
Several TV shows.
I'm just in love with his TV shows.
Yes. I'm not gonna sit here.
That sit up here. That take you out. You know. I listen to him daily on the radio. That ain't you because you miss so many damn things.
Oh, man. How this letter turn into me?
I can watch two shows at a time because I got a fire stick. You don't need a fire stick with your career.
Wow. That was low.
I'm going low.
Yeah. Well, that was low.
You ain't no human on the high road. Oh, you must think this is a Michelle Obama concert. Oh, no. When they go low, we go high. No.
When they go low, you go lower. Low is that up. What you're saying?
I'm down. I gets with you. Oh, we gully washing?
Yeah. But she did say that she felt good to be in the same city with you, Steve, when you were in Chicago. She lives in a Chicago suburb.
And she never made it down to the show, and I thank God for that. Now she said she'll never get out to L.A., and I thank God for that again.
But what is you, though? You.
Yeah, what's your favorite?
You've never been what?
Debonair. And handsome, but I am today. Tommy ain't never heard it before.
Is there any chance you will fly her to L.A. to see your show?
There ain't a shot in hell.
But Tommy, you should feel, she called him handsome, but she says she's not in love with him in a sexual way, though. She did say that.
Yeah. But sure, I can't take Uncle Steve right now. He done unbuttoned a button on his shirt.
I see. What?
He is.
Put your shirt up. What are you doing?
He just in here just.
Read the letter.
Man, if you don't button
you're
that
going
up,
too far
don't nobody want to see that.
Heard up,
button that up.
And Debonair.
Nobody trying to have sex with you.
Oh, goodness. Back and forth with you.
Living my best life.
She was really heartbroken, though, when you moved from Chicago out here to L.A., Steve.
Yeah, well, I wasn't. I missed the city. I missed the people. I missed the restaurant. I do not miss that weather.
Yeah, Chicago.
I'm just going to be honest right with you, man.
It's the beast in the winter. It is. I grew up in it. It is.
Chicago did something to me, man.
Mm-hmm. Y'all went to school in that area.
Oh, yeah. Every day. But if you're born in it, you know, that's what you know. That's all you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How'd you go to school?
You mean how I went to school?
All right, we got to go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter.
My bike was always broke.
At Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.